Now let's talk about a sport that's all about the power under the hood.
From Indianapolis, Indiana, scene of the world's greatest race cars, this is Sid Collins saying welcome to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
The home of the Indy 500 is celebrating its 100th birthday.
Green flag and the race is on.
The track on the west side of Indianapolis is still in use, which means it's lasted longer than the old Yankee Stadium and even Boston's Fenway Park.
What's amazing about the Indianapolis Speedway is that it is the one, only an original Indianapolis Speedway. The drivers are driving around the very same 2.5 mile oval that they were 100 years ago.
That's Donald Davidson, a historian for the Speedway, where the latest Indy 500 takes place on Sunday. He says the Speedway was created as a place to test drive and market cars.
You know, you didn't have TV advertising and all that kind of thing, you know, so it basically was word of mouth and print advertising. And so the thinking was, if people were in the market for an automobile, you could go out and watch the cars race against each other in competition, and then you could decide for yourself which you thought was for you.
And the Speedway has stayed in business even as the auto industry changed beyond recognition.
The Speedway was a couple of years old when it hosted its first 500-mile race. Many years later, that first winner, Ray Haroon, recalled his victory.
Mr. Haroon, how long was the race in which you won in 1911?
Well, it was about 6 hours and some odd minutes.
These days, we can pretty well cross the country and back in that time, can't we?
That's right.
These days, drivers roll past the checkered flag in less than half that time. Over the past 100 years, the race has sometimes gained and sometimes lost importance. Some drivers boycotted and raced elsewhere, but the Indy 500 has outlasted them, and people who grew up in Indiana have trouble not hearing this song.
The 500, the greatest race in the world.
Straight away, the checkered flag is out, A.J.'s hand in the air, he is the winner. A.J. Foyt at Indianapolis.
The first lady ever to qualify at Indianapolis.
First place and coming up on the inside, Mario Andretti to go into second. Mark Donahue in his drag race,
but Hornish, and he had a problem. Hornish broke off the fuel hose. Sam Hornish's chances to win the 500 again, and they're...
Historian Donald Davidson says tradition drives many fans back to the annual race.
Chances are, if you just went into the grandstand and pointed at somebody and said, how long have you been coming? 40 years is probably average.
Harry Lightfoot has gone 49 times.
It's just in our hearts. It's in our blood.
He's a Missouri man who got his first tickets as a high school graduation gift.
You know, it's hard to explain why people come back, but they get hooked on it. They get hooked on the emotion, on those fine racing machines and those drivers. There's something there that just brings you back to Indiana.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still burning bright through the sycamores for me.
You know, at many sporting events in Indiana, thousands of people stand at once and sing this, which really ought to be the Indiana State Song. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
When I dream about the moon.